This is 5 and 10 from SkyWatch TV, a special program today, June 20th, 2019, as we want to dig a little deeper into a topic that has been in the news now and in the news increasingly over the past couple of weeks, and that is the situation in the Persian Gulf with Iran. So we turn to our expert. He is an expert on the Middle East and has written a number of books that we highly recommend at SkyWatch TV, of course. Most recently, Alliance of Evil, and the forthcoming book, brand new from Defender Publishing, Progressive Evil. We welcome back to the program Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. Bob, the situation with Iran. Last week, Thursday, two oil tankers attacked in the Gulf of Oman near the Strait of Hormuz. The United States government is blaming the Iranian government. What is your analysis of the situation? What motive would Iran have for doing such a thing if they are, in fact, responsible?
Well, I think they're responsible. General Silva, who is the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said to reporters yesterday that we captured on videotape the Iranian IRGC placing the mines actually on the side of the ship as it was moving. Now, you know, the only people that can really do that in that region are the Iranian IRGC. So Silva's conclusion, much like we concluded regarding the four tankers off the UAE a month ago, that ran into a similar problem, that it was Iranians. Now, keep in mind, the Iranians are under severe pressure from the United States regarding economic issues. Of course, we pulled out in 2015, a year ago, from the nuclear deal that we and six other nations had with Iran so that they would abandon their nuclear aspirations. Well, the evidence was that they weren't doing that, nor were they cutting back on their ballistic missile tests, nor were they abandoning their malign activities with regard to terrorism in Yemen, in Syria, Hezbollah against Israel, Hamas, and of course against us in Iraq. I think that it's rather conclusive based upon statements from the administration, both the military and the State Department, Mike Pompeo and the like, that Iran is behind this, trying to intimidate us, trying to intimidate the community there in the Persian Gulf. But at this point, it doesn't appear as if that's working.
Hmm. So they would be trying to do what? Compel the EU, not only through disruption of the tanker traffic, but also through their threats now within the next week or so to enrich uranium beyond the limits imposed by that nuclear deal in 2015. They're trying to compel the EU to step in and give them some relief from the American sanctions?
Well, it's not necessarily the EU. It's certainly the Germans. And the foreign minister of Germany was there a week ago, and the French foreign minister. Rouhani, the president, met with President Xi Jinping just last week as well over at the Shanghai Cooperative Organization, which is a security organization of about six different nations, one of which is Russia as well. And they discussed how to reverse these terrible sanctions. The sanctions are crippling the banking system, and in fact, the banking system in Iran could essentially collapse if they don't find some relief. So I know that the Russians and the Chinese are trying to help, but we have put the pressure on the likes of India and other nations, especially Western European, not to circumvent these sanctions. We want Iran to be compliant with regards to their promises in the past not to nuclearize. Now, of course, your listeners need to understand that Iran has called for the death of Israel, has called for the death of the United States. We've been at battle with the Iranians since November of 1979 when they occupied our embassy. They killed 241 Marines in 1983. They have been very unhelpful, obviously, in Iraq, having killed at least 600 of our soldiers. And so the Iranians are behind much of the mischief in the Middle East, and we're putting the pressure on them. And they obviously don't like that pressure. I know the Grand Ayatollah, the Supreme Leader, has said he'll never negotiate with the United States, much less with Israel. The more pragmatic people such as President Rouhani and his team of political people have indicated some willingness. And I know Mike Pompeo a couple of weeks ago was over in Geneva. Actually, he was on Montereau, which is where the Bilderbergers were meeting. And he went to that meeting and he talked with the movers and the shakers in the financial world. And we have been talking through intermediaries such as the Swiss and others to the Iranians, but they still haven't budged in a sufficient direction. And so they keep striking out. Just this past week, Prime Minister Abe, who President Trump had met with a few weeks ago in Japan, and delivered a message to Rouhani and to other leaders there in Tehran. But it was that very night, apparently they didn't like the message that these latest bombs or mines were attached to the two freighters or two oil vehicles. So, these are disturbing issues. I don't see a near-end resolution as long as they keep their back up against the wall.
What is the path out of this? I mean, it doesn't seem that either Iran or the United States would benefit greatly from a war. I mean, is there some way for both sides to sit down and negotiate a way out of this without either side looking like it's losing face?
Well, the hardliners, of course, are the ones that are pushing Rouhani. I'd imagine that you're going to find civil unrest, much like we found in 2009 with the Green Revolution in Tehran. Now, a lot of people died in that particular revolution. And of course, Obama at the time did nothing, not even condemn the regime. So it may be that we're pushing for internal domestic problems to coerce the administration to at least come and begin to discuss these issues with us. You know, we could loosen sanctions, but clearly nobody else in the Persian Gulf region, much less the Saudis, want us to let off one inch just because the Iranians are troublemakers in that part of the world. They're fueling the Houthi attacks against Saudi Arabia with rockets against the oil lines and just a week ago against an airport. They, of course, are friends of Assad in Damascus. They're pumping all sorts of bad stuff through the Hezbollah. And the Israelis, had no sympathy because they're continuing to give Katusa rockets and the like to Islamic Jihad in Gaza. So, we might be able to certainly talk. I know President Trump says he's willing to talk. Rouhani says he's willing to talk. And perhaps we are behind the scenes. But this unhelpfulness with bombing and mining and rockets and the like is not going to bode well if we get to the point where somebody does the wrong thing and then lights up the skies at night, because we'll retaliate if they do the wrong sorts of thing. I know Taji, our soldiers were attacked the other day, certainly down in Basra. We had an attack against some of our oil companies. So the Iranians are not reining in their surrogates, their proxies. They need to do that, or else things will get out of hand.
One other factor that kind of affects things in the Middle East, I'm sure, was the announcement on Tuesday by President Trump that the acting Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, who just on Monday had announced that we were sending 1,000 more soldiers to the Middle East, that Shanahan was stepping down, that he was withdrawing from the confirmation process to become the permanent Secretary of Defense. And the president then announced that the Secretary of the Army would be named acting Secretary of Defense in his place. How does this transition affect things in the Middle East?
Well, indirectly. Certainly, Patrick Shanahan has been in the acting role for 6 months, the longest, I think, in history. And given the tenuousness of that sort of circumstance means that the stability on the E-ring at the Pentagon just isn't there. Moving Mark Esper over as acting is a good decision. He's a loyalist to the Trump administration. There are others that are being considered for a permanent position. What's more concerning, and because I have inside information, is the numbers of acting positions in the Pentagon, the number of vacant positions in the Pentagon It's a very busy place. I've been there uninterrupted for the last 17 years. And so I interact with these officials on a daily basis. I would hope that the White House will begin to bring some sort of stability to these very senior and very important positions, because they do impact these decisions. They certainly impact the perception around the world that perhaps the United States military is not as it's not as agile as it needs to be, much less that it's in the trusted hands of people that the administration is willing to back as it goes to Congress. And I know Congress is anxious about this, too. It's not just, you know, people outside of this country, but the U.S. Congress is concerned that the Trump administration has not moved forward to, you know, really put full-time people in there rather than acting. I know the president has said it's easy to remove these people, which is true. So what you end up doing, Derek, and I'm concerned about this, is that you run off well-intended and good people who don't want to go through that sort of lifestyle. You know, if you're not going to make, you know, a particular person the secretary and put all your administration behind it, then don't invite them into the Pentagon. You know, I'd rather see a vacant position than one that we're going to hold on as acting for, you know, half a year or longer.
Yeah, there's a chain of command. And if somebody thinks that the guy who's just given you an order that you may not like isn't going to be there in a month or two, well, you know, there's a tendency for just human nature to kind of slow walk things. It's not a good way to run an organization.
No, it's not. And I think any CEO of a large corporation understands that.
Right.
You know, the president has his own way of doing things. The White House, you know, personnel office is obviously carrying out the president's directives. This is something that, though I'm concerned that it does send the wrong sorts of signals, and we just aren't going to get the necessary experience and the right people in those positions, especially as we're now approaching a new election. I've gone through a lot of cycles in the Pentagon, but whether it's Democrats or Republicans, if you don't feel your team, you're soon get them in position, get some stability, then all you're going to do is create instability. And that's what I'm afraid we're on the cusp of having.
Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, several books we recommend. Future War is one that helps understand the nature of warfare and how it's changing in the 21st century and actually may lead to the change of humanity itself. Alliance of Evil, most recently, and the brand new book just coming out now from Defender Publishing called Progressive Evil, very timely as we approach those 2020 elections. Bob, thanks again for your time. Let's pray that cooler heads prevail at this situation in the Persian Gulf.
Yeah, thanks, Derek. Have a good day.
At SkyWatch TV, we truly appreciate your support because we depend on it. We're into camping season with our partner ministries, Whispering Ponies Ranch and Royal Family Kids. And so for the month of June, our thank you to you for your donation of any size in the U.S. and Canada. It's the book by Wayne Tesh. He's the founder of Royal Family Kids and the gentleman who established the program that we are proud to partner with at Whispering Ponies Ranch. The book, From Despair to an Heir, and the movie Camp, which is inspired by true stories from the Royal Family's Royal Family Kids Camps. We will send those to you in the U.S. and Canada for your donation of any size. To find out how to give, log on to skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. We've got plenty going on at the for the rest of the summer. Of course, the first big event as far as the conference season is concerned is the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference. That is sold out, of course, but you can bring the conference right to you in high-definition video through streaming video. We're signing up now at defenderconference.com. The $79 fee gets you all of the presentations in HD. You'll have access to them for 3 months after the conference, every presentation from every speaker. Don't miss it. The SkyWatch TV Defender Conference streaming video package. You can find out more and sign up now at defenderconference.com. A couple of weeks after that, August 11th through 13th, Sharon and I honored to be part of the speakers at the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference. This is in Lubbock, Texas. We will be there with Dr. Michael Heiser, Dr. Judd Burton, Dr. Aaron Judkins, Pastor Doug Hamp, Dr. Gregory Reed, and more. Biblical Giantology, it is a thing. You can find out more, and I remind you, registration for this conference is only $5. Sons of God, Giants of Old Conference in Lubbock, Texas. I said it's August 16th and 17th. August 16th and 17th at the Fellowship in Lubbock, Texas. You get the correct information at the website of Dr. Judd Burton. That's burtonbeyond.com, burtonbeyond.com. The True Legends Conference comes back to Branson September 13th through 15th. That's at the Mansion Theater. L.A. Marzulli, Steve Quayle, and Timothy Alberino headline an all-star list of speakers to address the alien question. For information and to sign up for the conference, and yours truly gets to introduce all the smart people, which is a lot of fun. September 13th through the 15th. To find out more, log on to gensix.com. That's gensix.com. The Unsealed Scroll Prophecy Conference, this is brand new. Sharon and I honored to be a part of this group, coming to San Antonio October 4th through the 6th. This is at the Grand Hyatt in San Antonio. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Carl Gallops, and more. To find out more and to register, log on to unsealedscroll.org. That's unsealedscroll.org. And remember the promo code Gilbert20. Gilbert20 saves you 20% on registration. And we can save you 20% on the registration for Hear the Watchmen the following weekend, October 11th through 13th at the Hilton Irvine in Orange County, California. We'll be there with L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, our friend Rabbi Zev Perot, Pastor Paul Begley, Josh Peck from Skywatch TV, and his co-author Stephen Bankars, Gans Shimura, Troy Anderson, and Paul McGuire, and more. For more information, log on to hearthewatchmen.com. And remember that promo code, Gilbert20, that saves you 20% from Hear the Watchmen at hearthewatchmen.com. We can broadcast for you anytime, day or night, if you've got Skywatch TV on Apple TV, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. We've got channels for all of those. They're free, and we've got the instructions on how to add those to your set-top box at skywatchtv.com. Of course, our free mobile app does the same thing. iPad, iPod, Touch, iPhone, Android phones and tablets, even Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got apps for all of those, absolutely free, and instructions on how to download the app, which gets you all of our programs, the news that we post, and a schedule of upcoming Skywatch TV events, absolutely free, and instructions on downloading it at skywatchtv.com. Tomorrow, we talk science with my best friend and the Skywatch TV science advisor, Sharon K. Gilbert. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
The victims of the human trafficking and sex trade industry have reached a boiling point around the world. But here in the United States, the demand has never been higher. Tragically, the massive growth of these unconscionable underground organizations is due in part to many citizens' disbelief that our modern society is capable of such atrocities, and live in a denial that these crimes are taking place here on our soil each and every day. Skywatch TV and Whispering Ponies Ranch remain committed to providing ministry to the hurting, to the victims of abuses just like this, and so much more. This is why we're proud to announce our new partnership with Yaku Buyans and 8 Days Ministry. In an effort to educate on these important topics and provide you with the tools needed to get engaged in the fight against sex trafficking, we present the 8 Days Special Collection. In this timely collection, you'll receive the cinematic movie inspired by actual events from director Yaku Buyans' 8 Days. This shocking presentation masterfully illustrates sequence by sequence how the victims of sex trafficking are often lured into entrapment, portrayed through the eyes of the lead characters. This incredible collection also includes the phenomenal book and companion workbook on disc, Woman of Influence, written by 8 Days screenwriter Philippa Buyans and lead actress Katie Walker. This 30-day devotional and companion workbook on disc is an inspiring, deeply affirming, and educational set that will encourage women to walk in the true identity of influence and purpose bestowed on them as daughters of the Most High God. But that's not all. You'll also receive on DVD the never-before-released, uncensored, off-the-record interview with the team behind the 8 Days movie, featuring Yaku and Philippa Buyans and actress Katie Walker as they disclose the hard-hitting realities of just how far the sex trafficking industry reaches, what the Trump administration has done to rescue thousands of victims, how the children of communities, including yours, may be at risk, and what you can do to fight fight back. Sold separately, this invaluable collection holds a retail value of $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Sex trafficking is a difficult conversation, but ignoring it doesn't make it go away or help its victims. Understand this epidemic and learn how you can help by ordering the 8 Days Special Collection online now at the SkyWatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.